We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us today?
All right, you want a little more info on Dak Prescott's new girlfriend here?
I didn't know. He's got a new girlfriend?
He does. He does. She's an LSU swimmer.
I'm guessing she's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, she looks pretty good. She's an LSU swimmer. Her name is Jaden Janasich. And, yeah, man, so Dak is 29. She is 20.
Okay.
It's okay, right? That's good.
Yeah. So she's in school right now.
Oh, yeah. Saying. No. She's part of the LSU swim team. She's okay. Like active. Yeah. Yeah. So that's good. It's kind of rude that the New York Post called her a rebound, but.
What's that mean? He was dating somebody else recently?
Oh, yeah. He was.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Right. Some other.
Man, hey, listen,
type.
With all the Tom Brady stuff going on and Aaron, I mean, we don't have time. We just don't have time to get to Dak.
All right, let me get you a little hot mic stuff here. So these are always funny when these happen. So we have the Colorado Avalanche broadcaster here, their TV guy. apparently, he had his breakfast taken away by a seagull. Sausage McMuffin, to be precise here.
Okay.
Everyone likes McDonald's breakfast, I think, right? I think that's universal.
Pretty good.
It's like Coldplay. Everyone likes it, right? Like.
All right, whatever, dude. Okay.
But you know what I mean. Everyone likes McDonald's breakfast. I've never seen anyone turn away a sausage egg McMuffin.
Well, I've seen a lot of people not want to go to a Coldplay concert, so go ahead.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Everybody, because you like Coldplay, everybody wants to go to a Coldplay concert.
Anyway, this is the Colorado Avalanche broadcast here.
Dude, that seagull. Oh, my God. Ah, dirty bastard. I don't even know, the seagulls that live at the dump here in Colorado, like, where do they live? Where's their house? Huh? First, I want to know where the seagulls live. They don't live in a nest. They have webbed feet.
Whoops.
So he's on the air the whole time and doesn't know it.
Yeah, hot mic there. That's all right. That's funny.
I have to apologize
seagulls
for my comments.
Seagulls are tough, man. Seagulls are... Yeah, do you have to apologize to the seagull community?
No. Apologize so you don't get fired for throwing an F-bomb.
Seagulls. Yeah, they suck, man, seagulls. They're like on the beach stealing your stuff.
Yeah.
They're kind of a hindrance.
Okay. You work around them.
Yeah.
You don't worry about that today?
No.
On a Friday? What else you have?
All right. UCLA's athletic department. You know, we think all these schools like make just a ton of money, like hand over fist, right?
Yeah.
Did you see this, Joe? UCLA's athletic department posted a deficit of $28 million during the 2022 fiscal year, down from the record $62.5 million the previous fiscal year, makes a four-year shortfall of $130 million as the Bruins prepare to go to the Big Ten.
It's one of the reasons they're trying to explain to all the state schools why they want to jump ship. They need the money. It is weird. I'm with you. You just think of UCLA and USC, and you just think the alumni base on a big state school like UCLA. There's a lot of people giving a lot of money. You're a little surprised by that number, yes.
I was shocked. I figured they made a huge profit. And then, you know who is making money in California?
USC?
Your alma mater, the Cal Golden Bears.
How are they doing?
They had a $13 million surplus thanks to the infusion of funds from campus and student fees.
Yeah,
says Jack. Otherwise would have been a massive deficit without the infusion of cash from the campus there.
Okay. Give us an update on
that. Not bad, man. Not bad.
Two state schools, UCLA and Cal. Thank you.
All right. We had another situation at Miami International Airport. By the way, they should just put cameras in there and have it as a reality show.
MSK, unbelievable stuff.
Between Miami and Fort Lauderdale. But look, I refuse to believe that these people that work at these gates or whatever, or these ticketing agents, like, I don't think they wake up in the morning and they're like, let's go to work and ruin people's days. Like, I don't think that's what their deal is, right? Like, they don't want to make your life any worse than it already is.
I think most of them are really nice.
Yeah, but, like, traveling is tough, man. It's not easy right now. And so we had a couple of young ladies were arrested after one of them threw a metal sign at a ticketing agent. Of course, the ticketing agents are the ones. They're not at the gate. These are the ones that are, like, right when you get in there and you're trying to, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know why anyone would need to, like, don't you go to the airport, you have your tickets already, and you just
mostly,
kinda, like,
yes.
Never understood those things. I've never had to wait in one of those before.
Been a long time. Now the salon has got me all set up.
Oh, that's true. I have had to print boarding passes for you in the past.
Yep.
But, yeah, I just never understood those things. They also have the self-service ones anyway. So we had the two ladies were, like, wrestled down and arrested and right in the lobby of the airport there. I don't know, man.
How frustrated can you be? Okay.
Well, you can be very frustrated.
Well, I know, but to the point you're going to get arrested or get kicked out of the airport, okay, you know what you're going to get. There's a good chance you go to the airport, there's going to be a delay. Just hope it's not canceled.
All right, and here's a touchy subject here, Joe. We're going to have a lot of road closures this weekend as people try to get to work or wherever they need to go so that a bunch of people can leisure run through downtown Miami here
Part
of the Miami Marathon.
Oh, boy.
20,000 runners.
It's a big one.
I just wonder why they can't take Bayfront Park and just set up, like, a few thousand treadmills. Just, if you want to run, just run in place. Like, does it have to be through all the streets? Everyone's trying to
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard you
really?
Say.
Really? Because I just know people are trying to get to work. Some people work on the weekends. Some people got to take their kids places.
So let me get this right. So they do these in, like, every city.
Yes.
They have these things. And you're carrying away about something that's like that, the marathon.
Well, this could be really big for the treadmill business, though. You know, Peloton's company is struggling
because some people have to work on Saturday and Sunday and work around it.
Yes.
And it's like you want to get rid of it now.
There also should be a cutoff because I've seen, like, the stragglers at the end.
So what? They want to try it. What do you want? You want everybody's trying to get ready for the Olympics?
But there should be a cutoff, shouldn't there? If you're like you're a straggler.
No.
I mean, you could still run. Like, it's fine. But, like, at least let traffic go. Like, stop blocking traffic.
Screw traffic. They can suck it up. We got traffic for everything else. What are you talking about?
Talking about blocking roads so that the stragglers can finish the race.
How many days? Is that all weekend or just one day?
It says Friday, starting Friday at 10 a.m. And I guess Saturday morning, also Sunday. It says 5 a.m. on Sunday.
It wouldn't be today, would it?
Yeah, it says 10 a.m. It says
I wouldn't block it.
There will be a
Friday.
Number of road closures. Friday at 10 a.m., Biscayne Boulevard between Southeast 2nd Street and Northeast 2nd Street will be partially closed to allow the implementation of the finish line.
Wow, you're right. Friday, I'm surprised.
Saturday, beginning at 8 a.m., all northbound traffic entering Biscayne Boulevard at Chopin Plaza will be rerouted westbound. And it's a mess, bro. It's an absolute mess.
All right.
5 a.m. Sunday, road closures for the event will begin citywide. So is the event Saturday or Sunday? I don't even know. Do people start Saturday and finish Sunday? I don't know.
It doesn't affect me, Woody, to be selfish.
Well, because it's in Miami.
Correct.
That's why you're not, like, up in arms about this.
Is it going to ruin? Doesn't sound like it's going to ruin your weekend. He's talking about all these things you're doing.
I'll be okay, but, sometimes it has caused slight delays for me.
Do you almost look for things to bitch about, like things that are coming up? Instead of saying something positive. Like 20,000 people are going to run in this marathon. You make it into a negative.
It's not a negative. I just think, there's got to be ways to do this where they don't have to stop traffic. You just use sidewalks.
Another stupid comment. That's great. Just stuff them right on the sidewalk. Just push each other into
bushes.
I like
my original idea of just setting up like a million treadmills.
Yeah.
Or you got people running plays, see who the last person to, like, give up is.
You've been really weak. It's really weak on this. Why don't we just get rid of all the events we have down here to make it as easy for people as possible?
That's the thing. We got a lot of events this weekend. People are running around in circles out in downtown Miami.
Stay home and play with your kids if it's that bad. Stay home and play with the kids. That's all. Hey, we got to go to break.
I'd love to see them do a Davy marathon in your neighborhood.
Be fine if they do.
Oh, I'm sure you'd be thrilled. They use your development as the track.
I'm not bitching. You're the one bitching.
Why don't we use your private
bitching about
gated community as the track, okay?
My community does have a gate. You're right.
Be real nice and safe. We'll get it all roped off.
Are you done? Now you're taking shots.
Hey, you can even stand outside in your driveway and you can hand them water as they run by.
Is there anything else? You're the one that started this because it affects your lifestyle in downtown Miami over the weekend. Why, you know what? I got a great idea.
We always give the runners
the right away,
though.
Why don't you get your little fat ass in shape and go out there and try to run in it? Or you be one of those guys in the back that's not in very good shape and just wants to make it.
I would be a straggler, and that's why I don't want to do it. I also don't have, like, the mental focus to just, like, lock in on a run for however many hours these guys run for. Well, I'm guessing it's a long race.
I couldn't.
Can we bet on it? I mean, are there lines on this thing?
Like, I don't know. I'm sure.
Make it a little more exciting?
I'm sure some of the best. There's going to be some people that are really good at.
I'll stand by the finish line, put my bet in.
Well, then do that. All right, right now, before we get to the 8 o'clock hour, O.J. McDuffie is going to join us. We'll talk to former first-round pick of the Miami Dolphins. Well, what a receiver he was. O.J. will join us coming up here in about 20 minutes from now. Raja Bell going to join us in 8 o'clock hour as well. Talk some NBA and some Miami Heat with him, and Mike Florio will join us in the 9 o'clock hour right now. Speaking of Johnny Walker Blue, air around the clock, air conditioning and plumbing, man. Nothing like them. Great service. We like to have fun, but boy, there's nothing like their service 7 days a week. Trained and certified technicians, more than 100 trucks working for you, even on Saturday and Sunday. And by the way, the plumbing company, same way we roll there too, man. I want to let you know, licensed, experienced plumbers working 7 days a week. If you have a problem this weekend and need a plumber, you can call Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. They're going to come out and take really good care of you. Plumbing problems inside or outside, they're really good. We went out and got some of the best in the business. We're also the Water Heater Kings of South Florida. Box trucks filled with all-size Rheem water heaters. I couldn't believe the warehouse. We got a lot of water heaters. Same-day installation, that's the goal. Every day with great service and financing plans to help you out as well. 855-PLUMBER. It's 855-PLUMBER. Family-owned and operated. Eric, Mike, and Chippy. Check out ATC's Google reviews. They have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.4 out of 5 rating. It's Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.